sing not tonight. I'm dying, mother, I'm surely dying. And hell is my awful doom. Take my hand and press it tight, for my heart is sad with gloom. Sing not tonight. Mother dear, go and tell my comrades not to do as I have done. When the spirit calls, do not reject him or put him off in front. I'm dying, mother, I'm surely dying. And hell is my awful doom. Take my hand and press it tight, for my heart is sad with
cat.
Must be full of reapers.
Full of reapers?
Yeah, man.
Mean a cat's high?
Sailing. Lightly.
Get away from here. Man, is that the reaper, man?
That's the reaper, man.
I believe he's lost his mind.
I think he lost his mind.
Reaper man.
If he says Wall Street is panic, cause he won't sell the Atlantic, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Ready 5, unreal tournament, test drive, survivor, civilization, Superman saves the nation, NSYNC hotline, Dragon Ball, alone in the dark, and that's not all.
taking up so well. It's a vacuum and we're all in it, and there's really not much to say. Time after time, a man will try to show he's better, but is he better to fight when he's not right? It's not right, no, it's not right.
writing the letter to mother, to tell not to worry over me. I'm writing the letter to mother, to tell her I'm okay, you see. Camp Page, Korea, Sunday, October the 5th, 1975. Dear Mom, well, I guess I'll tell you all the death story of my ugly birthmark, when and how I got my birthmark off. Well, it all started when the swimming pool here was open. Every time I went down there to get a good tan, everybody would look at my birthmark. So for a while, I let it go. It really didn't bother me that much. But I kept looking at it in the mirror, and I just got so fed up with it. So one day, while I was working out, I talked to a friend of mine who happened to be an army doctor. And so I asked him about cutting off something like a birthmark on your body. And he replied that the army wouldn't do nothing like that, and that it was against army policy to ever cut something like that off your body. Well, I had told myself that there's no way of doing it, and I had to live with it. And I convinced myself to just live with my birthmark. I said God put it on there, and so it'll stay there. Well, I went for about a week, and everybody asked me, "What's that on your back?" until I got so tired of it. So I talked to a one Sergeant Joe, who told me he knows someone in Hangchang that would cut it off. Sergeant Joe is one of our Korean MPs that live here on post. And you know what? He sure can speak good English. So the next day, me and him went to the hospital. It didn't look like a hospital. And he and I talked to the doctor there. You know what? The doc knew real good English, too. He went to school in the U.S., so he knew of what I wanted. Well, he just talked to me for a while and just asked me a few questions and told me to come back the next morning at 10. The next night, I was so scared that I wasn't going to do it. But the next morning, I got up, got dressed, went ate breakfast, and boy, was I scared. I just thought that if someone found out I did it, boy, would I be in trouble. But I kept right on thinking about surprising you all when I come home and didn't have no birthmark. And I even surprised me. It was my one dream to have it off. So I went to the doc at about 10 o'clock, and he was there. We went in his office, and he talked to me a little more and looked at my birthmark a little more. Then we went into the next room, where three fine, good-looking nurses gave me a physical before going into the operating room. Then I told the doc, Doc Jams, that I wanted to be fully asleep before ever seeing a butcher knife. But seems he had other plans of his own in his mind. The nurses gave me a shot. Boy, that just about killed me. And I thought that it was to put me to sleep. So I was expecting to fall asleep. But then all of a sudden the doctor said, let's go in here. So I got up, and all I had on was my jeans. They didn't even wheel me in the operating room. And guess what? It reminded me of when I worked at Colburn's meat shop. Really, there was just a long table in the center of the room. And another doctor, with this rag around his mouth, I was a-fixin' to turn and run around. But I walked to the table, and he told me to lay on my left side, so I did. First, about seven good-looking nurses came into the room. I didn't even care to look at them. All I was worrying about was that stupid guy laying on a table, meaning me. Well, the doctor put a red tracer on my back. He said he had to draw a diagram of how my skin ran. So when he sews me up, he wouldn't go as crooked as a snake. Then after he got finished playing around with the skin on my back, he said, this is going to hurt a little. I looked around, and boy, what a needle. It had to be at least 9 inches long. He stuck it right in the middle of my birthmark. See, all this time I thought I was supposed to go to sleep. But not a thing like that happened. I even tried to help myself to go to sleep, and that didn't even work. The doctor said it was to deaden the area of my birthmark, but I still felt him touch my back. Then all of a sudden I felt something running down my back, so I figured it was blood from him cutting my birthmark. Well, he pulled and he tugged, and finally something happened. The shot that he gave me was wearing off, and a couple of times I felt him cut my skin. And it got so bad that I balled up my fist, and so help me, if that other doctor and nurses hadn't held me down, I would have smacked him upside his face. Mom, Dad, believe me, I went through some kind of pain. After he sewed me up and wiped the blood off my back, he said I was finished. Boy, was I glad. Then I got up and I looked around me. And was I dizzy. I looked and I saw about a sheet full of blood. Not that much, but there was a lot of rags with blood. Then he picked up something out of the pan. And guess what? That's the first time I seen my birthmark in person, looking at me square in the face. And boy, was it ugly. I asked him how many stitches did it take, and he said 21. Then I walked to his office, and he told me how much. But I really didn't care, just as long as it was over. It cost me 40,000 wons, and in American money, it would be $80. Well, I wasn't pleased with the price, but I sure didn't want him to put it back on. He then gave me an injection shot and pain pills, and I went home to Campage, where I went to work at 3 o'clock. The operation took 1 hour and 45 minutes and $80 of my money. But one important thing is, it took the birthmark off. I went back for 5 days, getting bandages changed and more injection shots, which a pretty good-looking nurse gave them to me. After a week and a half, he took the stitches out, and I haven't gone there since, and I won't. Well, now it's okay, and I feel okay too. I'll send you all a picture when I develop my film, okay? Now you all know, and I told you all, I'd come back home different, didn't I? Love to all, your son Gail. P.S. You know what, Mom? Now I'm starting to worry about the scar on my back.
I'm writing a letter to Mother to tell her not to worry over me. I'm writing a letter to Mother to tell her I'm okay, you see.
information on the more that we expect. Concerning product and service, they've always been correct. We're not certain that ever that the standard will stay. Let all the cut rates give premiums away, and offer this and offer that, from dishes to donuts or even a hat. They're not for free, eventually we pay.
As we drive across the nation, we look for a station that is standard. Yes, standard is the name. That is where we'll make our stops. Every product there is tops, and we know a thousand guys who feel the same.
My burner won't clog, I won't run out of oil, my house won't get chilly, and I won't boil. I'll always get clean, economical heat, and the service I ask for is prompt and complete, and the tank's always filled, so I say life is sweet.
Standard gives me the more he's expecting.
The farm is getting bigger, more machinery to run, but the fuel bill won't make us nervous. We will buy from Standard because we like the price.
We get credit, we get quality and service. We'll continue to go on refusing the other brands that they say we should be using.
So let that gallon of Sinclair keep on lifting the Queen Mary in the air.
Gulp and plug, it's no not.
Shell, it's TCP.
Texaco with Pep Rocks won't sell a drop to me.
We get information, we can understand. From Standard, and Standard is our brand. So we're on our way to see what Standard has done this year for you.
Here they are, here they are, the greatest, newest products by far. The cut rates and co-ops will have a lot to squawk about when they hear all that Standard has to talk about. For example, here's a sample. The new Unipack Dry Charge Battery.
Look.
Always fresh, it's the best of its kind. There's the new Plycron Cushionaire Tire.
Look.
Made from the finest fabric you can find. We want new customers to flock around. Here is something that will help to do the trick.
There.
This new credit card's a neat one. It really is a sweet one. Everyone will want one double quick. You've heard but a part of the story. In fuel oil, there's more good news. Now, Stay Clean has been added, so there will be no clogging the furnace, no customer blues.
And
we're proud of the all-new Super Permalube. And here are some of the things we'll say. Through refining techniques, we have a motor oil with the highest performance today.
So good that we had to call it king size. Here's the Standard Red Crown regular gasoline. King size in power and performance. When we use it, we'll know what you mean. And now we present the star of the show. Finest gasoline ever sold. Newest gasoline in the industry, pumping octane to an all-time high. We expect more from Standard, now we've got it. The best that money can buy. You've seen the wonderful products we'll sell you. And here's what the company will tell you. Through television, radio, and point of sale. Newspapers, billboards, we're going to unveil the big change. The big change is here, the big change for the coming year. Changes in products, better than before. Changes in services, the customer gets more. We're going all out to advertise. We've got the money to spend, and we will. To tell the customer that now more than ever, Standard's other features and plans. You continue to
advertising. Except of advertising, there's a great year ahead for you.
It's true, we have the more that the customer expects, and the big change will help us, we know. Still, it takes a long-range plan and the best from every man for a company to really grow. But we can lick any problem, big or small. Now we're a team of all for one and one for all.
So watch the sales go up and watch the profits rise. Heading higher through the very skies for every customer who wants the very best. Standards got it over all the rest.
Now it's all for one and one for all. We'll work as a team, we're on the ball.
And with no man playing the one-man band, there's a new day dawning, the future looks grand. Along the city streets, or where the highways ran, I'll be front and pulling way ahead. That's where Standard belongs, and that's where Standard will be. From now on, just you wait and see.
You expect more from Standard and you get it.
You expect more from Standard and you get it. Standard is the best, don't forget.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
He was white and she was white as only statues are. 50 years they stood there looking stupid by a jar. One night in mid-August when the moonlight got too strong, and then they sang this song. Past the gun emplacement and the bones as white as bleach, through the rats and ivy till they came out on a beach, out into the ocean till they disappeared from view. The body free. Underwater moonlight, baby, you and me. Underwater moonlight, underwater moonlight. He was pink and she was pink, onward they did row. Didn't see the giant squid, it was fairly slow. When they hit the bottom, they were well and truly dead. The statues took their place and then they rode back home instead. Underwater moonlight, take your baby down. Underwater moonlight, watch your baby drown. song. Pass the gun emplacement and the bones as white as bleach. Through the rats and ivy till they came out on a beach. Out into the ocean till they disappeared from view. The body free. Underwater moonlight, baby, you and me. Underwater moonlight, underwater moonlight. He was pink and she was pink. Onward they did row. Didn't see the giant squid. It was fairly slow. When they hit the bottom, they were well and truly dead. The statues took their place and then they rode back home instead. Underwater moonlight, take your baby down. Underwater moonlight, watch your baby drown with love.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Nero before Zod.
This morning's not much better. Time
running, and my legs are feeling wet with cold. I wish I hadn't gone and done it, no. I wish I would, I just stayed home. Yesterday was like today, and tonight may be what I've longed for. And the morning has not come, and still there's work to be done. Time has come, and then run past me. I think I better just go walk this time. Instead of dealing with the pain of failure, I'll take my pleasure from the dark of night. Yesterday was such a pressure,
such a pressure.
Last night was a waste of time. This morning's not much better. This morning's not much better.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Count on, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Thank you.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms.